back to McGuire. U.S. Central Command has released a video reportedly showing the crew of an Iranian patrol boat removing an unexploded mine from one of the tanker ships that were attacked today in the Gulf of Oman. Military says that a U.S. ship was also able to take on board the crew of a second ship, while the crew of the other is now in the hands of Iranian authorities. Iran blames the U.S. for increased tensions in the Persian Gulf region and denies having anything to do with today's attack or any previous attacks. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving at the end of the month.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Democratic National Committee bumps four candidates from a pair of debates in Miami set for later this month.
It's such a large field of would-be presidential contenders that the debates have to be split into two nights. And candidates had to have polled at least 1% in three established surveys. So the big names in the party are in, but four candidates are shut out, including Montana Governor Steve Bullock, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, and the mayor of Miramar, Florida, Wayne Messam. The debates will air June 26th and 27th. Candidates will draw for which 10 appear on the first night and which on the second. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Cuba Gooding Jr. faces a misdemeanor charge in New York after a woman accused him of groping her in a nightclub. His attorney, Mark Heller, says the video will clear his client.
When the video is fully reviewed by the prosecutor's office, we're confident that they'll see that her statement is not accurate and that the case will certainly be dismissed.
Indicted six-term California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter has insisted corruption case against him was a result of a political witch hunt. His effort has gotten a lot harder since his wife and campaign manager, Margaret Hunter, pleaded guilty to a single conspiracy count today and has agreed to testify against him. Margaret Hunter detailed in her plea deal how she and her husband knowingly used the campaign's credit card for 6 years to bankroll trips to Italy, Las Vegas, and Disneyland. Hunter's trial is scheduled for September 10th, a week before his wife is to be sentenced. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.